challenging me not to let your cum leak out of me in public. That is a mouthful to say, let me tell you. But I tried so many different titles for it. I think the one that I had originally was challenging me not to let your cum leak down my legs or something. And I'm like, well, there's more to it than that. I mean, they're in public. And anyway, that's the title. It might be a mouthful, but that was the best way I could do it to make it as descriptive as possible and as interesting as possible, too. This is part 3 of leaking cum on the floor of the mall. And the idea for that I had had for so long, like years. I was so happy I finally did it, and I didn't know how it took me so long to do. So all 3 of these audios are just things that I have had in mind for a while. Well, not the third. The third one, that's a new one. But the first two, yeah. And the third one, I just figured it worked so well for this couple. This should be their third little public escapade, if I'm going to be making an audio about it. Anyway, it made sense that those are the people who would be doing this. So yes, this third audio has a new fantasy that is a new fantasy for me. When I was putting all the pieces together for this audio, and I did it all at once one day, where I was like, oh, then this happens. It just kept coming to me. It didn't sound too outlandish at the time. I was like, okay, I think people are gonna find this hot. And then I recorded the audio, and after I recorded it, I was like, is this too outlandish? I don't know. I might have gone a little too far with this one. But I intentionally made it not very realistic because I wanted it to be, this one is more of, I guess, a fantasy than being something that's realistic. And I would say a fantasy for guys. So not all of it is my personal fantasy. The part that is my personal fantasy, that would be the being told not to leak cum in public. Adding the third person is not part of it, but I thought that it made a good addition to the story. So, I mean, I went a little far there, especially at the very end, because, I mean, I know how I would personally react to this, and, I mean, the character, I mean, she kind of goes there, where she's like, okay, you're never talking to Sarah again. You're done. Yes, I would definitely say that. Or there would be a problem if they are still friends after this. But the fact that she's like, she gets over it so quickly. She's like, okay, I'll forget about it as long as you never ever talk to her again. And then that was that. And then she's like, yeah, I want to watch the video with you. And she's like, oh yeah, this is hot. And then she's just in a good mood again. And so like that, I don't think would really happen in real life. That's part of the fantasy aspect. Also how it happens, how she walks into the room. The necklace part, actually, the necklace is supposed to be like what she got for winning the challenge. That's not very clear in the audio, but it doesn't really need to be. It's just her saying something while coming into the room and then getting cum sprayed all over her face. That had to happen. It just had to. But she's just like, oh, I'm just gonna go eat it and clean you off, and then I'll talk to you about what just happened. She's just kind of, as I said, this is a fantasy only. She's kind of like the ideal partner in some ways. I mean, there's the whole thing with her and Sarah, and she didn't tell her partner about it, and then it was in the video. But also, her partner didn't give a shit, and he was just really excited about it. And I don't know. Maybe that would happen in real life, but I don't know. So yes, this is not supposed to be realistic. I do a lot of realistic ones. This one, so I'm like, is this too outlandish? I don't know. But I think it makes a really nice audio, especially after I was done editing it. I really liked it. And I'm like, yeah, okay, this totally works. But when I was recording it, I actually recorded it out of order. And I do that sometimes. Kind of like like how when they record movies, they record them like out of order. They do some scenes in different places. Because I totally forgot. So when I was putting all the pieces together and I was writing it all down, it was super long. So I read all that before I performed it. I got so distracted by the facial that I totally forgot that she was supposed to like eat it and then clean him off. And so I had to do that at the very end. Then I went back and ate it. And, and then I just spliced it and put that in there. And I do a lot of splicing. I never usually mention it, but I mean, sometimes I take lines from completely different places in audios and I put them somewhere else where they would fit better. And there's so much editing that I do. But anyway, yeah, I'm like, that has to be there. So I had to record that and I'm glad I did, because otherwise it's like she gets the facial and then she just completely forgets about it. Although she is like, oh, what made you come so hard? But yeah, something else had to happen there. I wanted some added hotness. And I thought this audio, okay, it's 24 minutes long, but it has a lot of action in it. So there's, well, you get part of a sex scene. For the first load, it starts like when they're gonna come, like around, like before they come. And then there's the whole thing with Sarah and the cum eating. And then she gets a second load. And then there's the whole thing with her trying to walk with all the cum in her. And then her eating the cum, and then there's the facial, and then her cleaning off the guy. I mean, I felt like this one's kind of jam-packed with action. I like that. Now, hopefully you guys did not think it was too outlandish. I hope I made it work. I mean, the thing is that I didn't want her to just say to Sarah, yeah, sure, eat the cum out, I want to win. Like, that's too simple, and that's not very realistic. So even though it was outlandish, I wanted it to have things to happen in realistic ways, sort of. So then, you know, there's a barter right there. Okay, you don't have to pay, but I'm gonna eat you out. And I was trying to think of what would be Sarah's motivation for this. Like, what would be the hottest motivation? Guys, come on, admit it. You want women to want your cum, right? So you have two women who want your cum in this audio. One wants your cum so badly that she will eat it out of another woman's pussy. I was thinking, yeah, you guys are gonna like that. But also, I don't have girl-on-girl stuff very often. And I keep meaning to do more. So it worked really well, too. And that was kind of something to throw in, because I don't think you guys were expecting that that was Sarah's motivation. But that was her motivation since the get-go, and I knew that going into this. She wanted to get her really cleaned out. It wasn't just to help her win. No, Sarah was winning. That's who was winning in this audio. And you know what? Sarah might be the biggest winner, because she has been trying to get his cum for years. She's been begging him to let her blow him. I mean, she's been trying, and so she finally got it. Although now she won't get to talk to him again. She should have seen that coming. Especially since she left that part in the video. And she did that on purpose. Maybe she was hoping for a threesome. She wanted him to see it and be like, let's invite Sarah.